From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a reporter's account of her interviews with a White House official raised more questions about the leak of a CIA agent's name. First, the lead. U.S. airstrikes near the city of Ramadi in Iraq have left 70 people dead. The U.S. military says all those slain were insurgents, but some news agencies are reporting that more than half of the dead were civilians. Those attacks by fighter jets and helicopters yesterday came a day after a nationwide vote on a new constitution for Iraq. Joining us from Baghdad is Ed Wong, correspondent for The New York Times. Ed, first, what do you hear about these airstrikes and the contradictory claims about those who were killed?
What we're hearing is that there were basically two sets of large engagements with what the U.S. says were insurgents out in the Ramadi area. In one case, the U.S. sent an airstrike against a group of insurgents whom they believed was responsible for planning a roadside bomb that killed five Marines on Saturday during the day of the vote. In that strike, the Americans say they killed 20 insurgents, all of them men, who they say were suspected of being responsible for planting that bomb. Then in another attack, they attacked what appeared to be a safe house in which a large group of people had gathered, and they said that these were all insurgents. And in that strike, they say they killed about 50 men. And then there was a small engagement also near the governor's office where, in a firefight, three men were killed. Now, the U.S. is saying that all these people that they killed in the airstrikes were insurgents. What some news agencies say is that witnesses in the area are telling them some of these people might have been civilians, or many of them might have been civilians. Now, the problem with trying to mesh these reports is that in that area, in Anbar province, you often get these contradictory reports from the civilian side and from the U.S. side. It's been happening throughout the entire war, and it's very difficult to really figure out who is telling the truth because of the fact that it's hard to get independent observers out there, basically because the entire area is an insurgent-controlled area, and there's a lot of hostility to foreigners out there.
I read an account on the Associated Press that one of these airstrikes came at the site of this bombing against Americans on Saturday, where people were gathered around the wreckage, I guess, of their vehicle, maybe picking pieces of it. Is that something that insurgents do, or is that something that civilians do?
That's something that civilians do also here in Iraq. And there was a fairly well-known incident more than a year ago, I think, in which there was a burning Bradley fighting vehicle that had been attacked by insurgents. Now, the American soldiers had gotten out of that okay. Civilians started gathering around the vehicle here in central Baghdad and started chanting pro-insurgent or anti-U.S. slogans, and something started, might have started to look at the Bradley and maybe think about picking it apart. And then the Americans did an airstrike in the area, seeing that they believed everyone there was an insurgent. But it turned out clearly that was wrong, because one of the people killed in that airstrike was actually an Arab newscaster who was working for a very well-known Arab satellite network.
Ed, what are you hearing on the Baghdad media, in the streets, if you can get there, about reaction to the vote on Saturday on the Constitution, which most reports I hear and read now say it looks as though it passed?
Right. The reaction is, of course, widely varying depending on who you talk to, because a lot of the Sunnis voted no. But at the same time, they also say they're going to take part in the December elections. It means that at least one area of dialogue is open between the Sunni Arabs and the rest of the country.
Ed Wong, correspondent for The New York Times in Baghdad. Ed, thank you again.
Thanks a lot, Alex.